You are now listening to Bodies by Design Radio with Trainer Fred and Coach Donovan, where we talk about all things fitness, nutrition, and the mindset of how it all applies to your busy life. For more, head over to bbdforlife.com. Hey, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to episode number 78 of Bodies by Design Radio. We appreciate you being here. My name is Coach Donovan. I'm here with my co-host,
Trainer Fred. What's happening, everybody?
Good. Yes, sir. What's going on with you, man? How you feeling today?
I'm feeling really good. Back in soccer season for my little guy, so we're really excited to kind of get that started. I know he's super excited. He scored his first goal last Saturday. Nice. So I know you lived that life for many, many years with Ariana. So you know how cool it can be to kind of really watch them develop.
Yeah, it's fun, man. And yeah, I appreciate you sharing the video. That dude got excited when he scored that goal. So I'm a lot of years removed from those, you know, watching the kids going out and play their sports, and I get to watch them different now, right? As an adult, but seeing Ava and Abel do what they do just bring back some memories of Ariana and Kira mm-hmm. and sports. And they're so free and so much joy. Like his excitement after he scored that goal, just like, it was just natural. It just came through him, you know?
Oh, it's just, he felt it. He felt it, boy.
Yeah.
So, that's the whole, watching them improve is such a joy. And that's what we really kind of wanted to talk about today, is improvement and how our clients at Bodies by Design can really measure their improvement and always kind of stay on track.
Yeah. So yeah, really anybody listening to this, especially our clients, one of the things we want to talk about is how do you actually track your progress without a bunch of built-in shame and guilt and agony that can come with thinking about numbers. Okay. Now, let me start by saying, first of all, the numbers are a reality, right? So sometimes you need to know right where you're at and you need to face the reality. Okay. Here's where my numbers are right now. But then once you get on this journey of being consistent with your workouts and your nutrition and taking care of your stress and making sure you're getting your sleep down, there's lots of different results and movement as far as measurements go that are going to come your way. And it's important you pay attention to all of those. Otherwise, you're just focused on a single number. And so this can't just be about the scale. And here's why. The scale only measures one number and it doesn't give you the whole picture. And I know a lot of you have these other scales at home now because of technology, and you have your scale that measures your water. It tells you what your body fat percentage is and all those things. And I get it. The challenge with that is you have that sitting in the corner of your bathroom. And every time you wake up in the morning or get out of the shower or finish eating, you go and you step on that scale expecting some kind of change to happen. And it just takes more than 24 hours to get change, right? And a lot of it is just a habit. But once you see that number, there's things that you say to yourself that can be damaging to your momentum going forward. So the scale, for the most part, only measures one number. The other thing is it creates disappointment once you see that number, especially if you're stepping on it every day. Now, if you give yourself time and you say, you know what, I'm going to dial in and I'm going to do the work for 90 days. I'm not going to step on the scale. And then if you've done the work and you go step on the scale, you'll see a difference. But if you're looking at it every day over that same 90-day period, you're going to be frustrated almost every day, even if you get the same results, because you're looking too often.
Yeah.
Okay. And so it's hard to see that progress. So it creates that disappointment. And then the next thing is your body does change daily in different ways. So I'll give you an example, personal example. When I wake up in the morning, there's a certain weight that I am. So let's say 200 pounds. If I go weigh myself at night, I'm going to be 207, 208 because of hydration, because I eat more carbs right now because of the way that I work out. I might've had a night where I didn't sleep quite as well. So maybe I only got 6 hours of sleep instead of my normal eight. So I'm a little bit inflamed. You know what I mean? There's a lot of different factors that can contribute to that. But then the next day, I'll go step on the scale. I might be 5 pounds lighter just throughout the day. So that's why there's better tools to use than a regular scale. But even if you are going to use a scale, like, you're just not going to get rid of your scale. I get it. Don't step on it every day. Give yourself time to just dial in and focus on doing the work.
Yeah. I think one big mistake a lot of folks make by stepping on the scale is when they see that number, they just equate it with fat. They just said, I'm fat. And that's really prevalent amongst women. When they step on the scale, they're like, oh my God, I gained 5 pounds, or oh my God, I gained 6 pounds. Well, my question to them is, of what? Like, how do you know it was body fat? Your body doesn't have that capability of building body fat in your system over a 10-hour period. It's a long process, and it's a very slow drip process as well, too. And that's why we really invested back in 2010 in an in-body machine. And the in-body machine, most of you that are listening to this that come to the gym have already done it. And we've already explained everything to you and how detailed it is. And that's why we really discourage you to just get on the scale and just look at that number and get happy or sad. Because when you look at that total number, what do you actually see? The in-body has an ability to really kind of break down the metrics into three things, which is your body fat, your muscle mass, and your body of water. And it's so important to have those numbers, because if you don't have those numbers, it's very difficult to actually create realistic goals. I have women that are 160 pounds in the gym that have 20% body fat. And I have women that are 120 pounds in the gym that have 55% body fat. Now, if the 160 female gets on the scale, she's going to say, oh my God, I need to lose weight. I'm too big. And if the 120 lady steps on the scale and is like, oh, my weight is good. But in actuality, the 120 lady with 55% body fat is at a much higher risk of all the morbidities that happen with excess body fat compared to the one that's at 160 with 20% body fat. So you have to understand that your numbers are very specific to you. And that's why, you know, when you're looking at Instagram, you're looking at Facebook, you're looking at somebody working out and they're in amazing shape, you cannot compare yourself to that person. Because my explanation to everyone that does the in-body is, you are a planet of your own. You have your own ecosystem. You have your own weather system. You have your own landscape. I mean, everything that you are is very specific, and you cannot look at the next person and say, oh man, I wish I could look like her, or I wish I could be as lean as this person. Genetically, you may not be. So the cool thing about the in-body, it gives you your specific numbers that way, so you can actually create your specific goals. And we have three different body types: the C body type, I body type, and D body type, depending on where those lines go. And if you're a C body type, that means that you have a higher body fat percentage or body fat ratio to muscle ratio. And if you're I, that means you're evening out. And if you're a D body type, that's that athletic, more muscle than body fat ratio. And that's what we're all trying to strive to. We're trying to get out of the C, go to the I, and then go to the D body type. And when you have your metrics, one of the biggest things that it measures is your lean muscle mass. That's the number one thing as coaches we look at to see how much lean muscle mass does a person have. If your lean muscle mass is very low, it's going to be very difficult for you to lose any body fat, because muscle mass is the engine that actually fires up and burns calories. If you were to magically put on 10 pounds of muscle on your body, you would naturally burn 500 extra calories per day just doing your normal stuff. That's why your metabolic burn is much higher when you have more muscle on your body. And one of the best numbers that it gives us is called your resting metabolic rate. Your resting metabolic rate is how many calories are you burning if you were to just lay there for 24 hours and not move. Once we have that number, then we can kind of figure out, okay, what is this person's activity level throughout the day? What is their job like? Are they like a FedEx driver to where they're getting in and out of the truck 500 times in a day? Or are they sitting behind a desk and working for 10 hours without any kind of movement. So when we figure out those numbers, then we can actually figure out how many calories you need to have per day in order for you to be at a very small deficit so you can start to lose body fat and maintain your muscle tissue through working out, through resistance training. And that's why the InBody is one of the most complete ways to measure your success. Now, we're going to talk about these top four things, but it's important that you don't marry just one of them. You don't just look at the InBody and say, okay, if the InBody results come in good, I'm doing good. If the results are not as what I wanted, I'm doing bad. That's not necessarily true. Just like Donovan said, you got to get off the scale and not just look at that number. But at the same time, with the InBody, you also have to take that with a grain of salt, because there are a lot more things that you can look at to see if you are actually progressing. And progression doesn't necessarily mean you're constantly losing body fat and gaining muscle tissue, because if that was the case, Donovan and I should be at like negative 50% body fat and 300 pounds of muscle. Your body throttles out at a certain point. It gets to a point to where it cannot lose any more body fat unless you go into these crazy, absurd diets, or it cannot gain as much muscle tissue unless you go on anabolic steroids. So there is a threshold for each body naturally for it to get to where it needs to go, but it can always have incremental improvements as you're doing your training and doing your nutrition. So Donovan is going to cover the next way that you can track your progress, and I think it's the most important one.
Yeah, really, really good points. And anybody listening to this, I want you to follow along, right? So we're kind of progressing through the scale of how you can look at your progress. Okay, we talked about the scale is one way, but it's not the only way. We talked about the InBody, which gives you more data, right? Because it gets more into the science of what your body's actually made of. Now let's talk about number three, which is how do you actually feel?
Yeah.
Are you paying attention to yourself? This is one of the biggest gifts that you can give yourself, is to understand, do you have more energy? Do you feel more confident? Are you feeling more confident with or without clothes on? Are you no longer avoiding going to the pool party because you don't like the way you look? Is your brain working better? Are you like your cognitive and at work, you're firing on all cylinders? Are you getting promotions because you're a more confident, energetic, focused person? All these things are results of you stepping in and being consistent with your fitness, taking care of your nutrition, and dialing into the whole lifestyle, right? Have you created a routine around your sleep? Like, these are all things where you can get major results. And I think sleeping is going to be one of the number one, probably the number one way to recover your body, give it a signal to build more muscle, let it rest enough to actually get into this fat burning and recovery, and to feel energized throughout the day. Most people right now are living in this undercurrent of stress and anxiety and depression and all these things that come with way too much being on our plates. So if you can relate to that, then you can also probably relate to the fact that you're not sleeping as well as you know you could. So what becomes really important is that you place focus in that area. Can you dial in a sleep routine? And here's the basics you've already heard, right? Are you turning the lights down in the evening so your body gets the signal? Are you making the house cold so that you have a reason to get under those covers and feel nice and relaxed? Are you maybe doing like a stretching, or, you know, maybe a light meditation routine, whatever kind of calms your brain down? Are you turning the electronics off so you're not having constant stimulus coming into your brain right before you're trying to go to sleep? Are you having relaxing conversations with loved ones so that you just kind of chill and you're creating this vibe around yourself? Are you getting sunlight throughout the day, which is one of the number one ways to kind of reset your entire system, that it knows, all right, it's daytime. And when there's not sun anymore, it knows it's time to settle down. These are all things that you hear and you hear me saying, and they sound pretty simple. But if they're not already part of your life, it's something that you need to consciously focus on in order to make it happen, because it won't just happen on its own. So sleep is crucial. But then also looking at other results can reinvigorate you, right? Were you able to do one more push-up today than you did last week during the same workout? Were you able to squat a little bit deeper and without pain? Was your posture a little bit better? Did you have better grip strength? Did you finally do a pull-up? These are all results, and they're driven by you paying attention to how you actually feel. And when you do that, you're getting more results right now than you can ever imagine. So I want to really encourage you to understand, like Fred said, this may be one of the most important ones, because nobody can take that away from you.
Yeah.
Right. There's no scale that can take that away from you. There's no person that can take that away from you. There's nothing in life that can take that away from you, except for you not being willing to pay attention. Yeah. So how do you feel?
Yeah. And I think the greatest thief of all time lives in the society, and it reigns over the society. It's the mentality of the society that nothing is enough. Nothing is enough. It doesn't matter how you feel, because the next person looks better than you. It doesn't matter how. And we've got to get out of that mentality. You got to get out of the mentality and really take care of your own ecosystem, and not so much worry about everybody else's ecosystem, because somebody might look good, but they may be mentally struggling, you know, and somebody might feel really good, but they may financially be struggling. There's all kinds of stuff that's going on in our lives, and everybody's lives are so dynamic. And we've said this 100 times, and I say this to myself all the time, is to compare is to suffer. To compare is to suffer. And unless you like suffering, you have to stop comparing yourself and really pay attention to how you feel and how your life is going and how what your situation is. And if you do that, and if you celebrate yourself, then guess what? You do it again, and you do it again, and you do it again, and you do it again. And it's amazing. Last but not least, one of the ways that you can really track the way if you're progressing is with tracking your hormones and doing blood work. I think that's the one that is just really kind of left behind. Most people just go to the doctor once a year. They get a little blood work done. They're like, oh, everything looks good. You know, go ahead and leave. But Donovan and I both, we actually get blood work done 4 times a year. I know I do. I know you were getting it 4 times a year. I don't know if you're doing it more often. But I am very conscious about tracking my testosterone levels, tracking my cholesterol levels, tracking my sugar levels, making sure that all of those are in line. Because what's the point of you working extremely hard in the gym? What's the point of you dieting really well? What's the point of you getting all of your life around you well, but come to find out you have zero testosterone in your system? And I'm talking to like most females that are like getting into their 40s and 50s and 60s that we've really seen. And there is that is something that is not looked at. And what really surprised me when I went to the doctor is I asked the doctor, I said, hey, I would like to get my testosterone checked. And he's like, why? I looked at him like he was crazy. I said, that's the engine that runs everything. That's how you make muscle mass. That's how you recover. That's where your libido is. That's where a lot of things that drives your life on a daily basis depends on specific hormones. And I can't believe I was trying to convince him that I needed to test it. And but needless to say, I have a new doctor now. And because that person was not on board with tracking health over a long period of time. He just wanted to see you one time and just throw some numbers and tell you it's good and give you a high five. So it is important that you research and make sure you're not just being fed broad information by a doctor that's not really interested in your health, and find somebody that's really interested in you and interested in looking at your numbers and interested in saying, hey, if you raise this, or if you decrease this, or if your sugar level was this, it's so important that you get these hormones in line by doing blood work, because guess what? Those are the secret recipes behind the scenes that are working. Those are the workers that nobody sees that actually helps you change your body. So when one thing is completely out of sync, then it's very difficult to get results. And that's where the disappointment on the scale, that's where the disappointment on the in body, and that's where the disappointment on how you feel throughout the day can actually happen too. So to recap what we talked about is, first, you got to make sure that if you step on the scale, understand that you're just getting one number. You're just getting your entire body weight. So that's not accounting for your body fat, for your water, for your muscle, the bones, all the organs in your system. It's just all of it together in one number. So don't mistake that by your fat just because you saw 2 pound increase on your body. It could just be that your body of water just went up 2 pounds and you may be 2 pounds lighter the next day. Next thing is the in-body test. It's probably the most non-invasive, most accurate test that you can do to measure those metrics to eliminate stepping on the scale all the time, which you get muscle mass, body fat, and water, and it gives you your resting metabolic rate, and it gives you realistic, specific goals for you to go after. Number three was, how do you feel? Really kind of feeling your way through your health, making sure you're getting enough sleep. Do you have enough energy? Do you have enough focus? Is your libido high? Are you paying attention to your daily activities and everybody around you? Are you in a good mood? Those are the things that you gotta really look at. And then lastly is the blood work. Make sure you're getting more than one blood work per year to see where your hormones are, to see where your sugar levels are, to see where your testosterone, your estrogen, cortisol level, all the things that truly make a difference as far as getting physically and cardiovascularly, mentally, muscularly, that get yourself in phenomenal shape by doing these things and have an understanding that there is more than one way to kind of track. And once you get healthier, guess what? Your lab numbers are going to be different as well too. Because if you're having a little bit of sugar issues, and if you start to work out, and if you cut sugars the refined sugars out of your system, start eating a little bit better, guess what happens? Your numbers start to change. And once you start to lose weight, guess what happens? That your blood work is going to come back better. So there's just more than one way to track your progress. And the whole concept of this podcast was for you guys not to get trapped into just one way. It's blood work or nothing. It's the scale or nothing. It's the in-body or nothing. It's how I feel or nothing. There's got to be a combination of all four of these things in order for you to get a true picture whether you are improving or not.
Yeah, beautiful stuff. So there's a kind of a four-pronged approach you can take to really looking at your progress. I'm going to say one last thing about the blood work. If you go to your doctor and ask for a blood panel, make sure you ask for a full, complete blood panel, because a lot of times they'll do a basic one that doesn't give you all the hormone detail. Yeah. You want the fullest blood panel you can get. And also, you don't have to just get these from a doctor anymore. There are lots of online sources where you can get these, and we'll link a couple of them down in the description where you can get this full profile built in this beautiful dashboard by getting your blood work done. So any route you go, just make sure you incorporate that at least a couple times a year. And that's another way to track your progress. So
yeah,
we know this has been valuable for you. We appreciate you tuning in. There's somebody in your life that could use these reminders about all the progress that they're making, and they may not see it right now. So something like this podcast will help them out. So make sure you share this along. We appreciate y'all tuning in, and we will see you on the next episode. Peace.
Peace out, guys.
For more from Bodies by Design, please head over to bbdforlife.com. If this show was valuable to you, please share it out. There's someone that needs this message right now. Also, please head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and review. When you do this, it helps us climb the iTunes charts, reach more people, and impact the next life. We appreciate you tuning in, and we're committed to keep bringing you more great content that, when applied, has the power to change your life.